Welcome to the next episode of a women's special podcast series, Alpha Female in Procurement, The Lone Road to Leadership. In this series, we celebrate trailblazing women in the procurement field who have overcome challenges and achieved remarkable success. I'm Elaine, your host, and today I am thrilled to introduce our esteemed guest, Carmela Long. Carmela is a versatile and accomplished professional boasting 30 years of experience across procurement and supply chain within the oil and gas, petrochemical, and environmental industries. So sit back and get ready to be inspired by one of the best in the field.
All right. Well, thank you for, allowing me to be a part of this podcast. I'm very excited about this opportunity to talk to you in regards to, you know, my career through the procurement profession. So let's go and get started.
So thank you, Carmela. It's really a privilege to welcome you to our show today. So you have a wealth of experience and a diverse expertise in the procurement field that are truly inspiring. And I'm excited for our listeners to benefit from your valuable insight on how to overcome the barriers faced by women in procurement. So listeners, prepare to absorb terms of wisdom and practical advice. And now let's go to our first question, shall we?
Yes.
So what inspired you to pursue a career in procurement? And what were some of the challenges you faced in the early stages of your career?
I think that's a wonderful question to ask. And it's very interesting how I even got into procurement. Coming out of school with a technical degree in chemical engineering and chemistry, I thought I was going to take the path of going to medical school and then just happened to do an internship and welcome myself into the corporate world. But when I came out of school, I did 5 years of sales, technical sales. And what was very interesting to me is in that I sat across the table from the procurement professionals, trying to sell my products to them, talking to them about, you know, products of how it can, you know, better serve them and their company and benefit them from a savings and a revenue perspective and performance perspective. But what I found fascinating is we both had the same goals in mind in regards to wanting to be able to sell the product, but then wanting to be able to help their company in regards to performance of materials. Well, after sales, I said, you know, I didn't want to travel as much, but I still wanted to do something that was very exciting and changing on a day-to-day basis. And as I felt that the procurement world was just a mirror image of sales, I went into the procurement realm. First in a buyer and being very tactical and understanding and learning that environment. But I fell in love with it because it was something that was being done differently every day, but also allowing me to use my skill sets and my education to be able to supply that service to the companies that I worked for them to be successful all around in regards to providing a good finished product to expanding our marketplace. And so I felt that, you know, I found my spot in my career in regards to being in that procurement profession. Some of the challenges I faced, you know, going into procurement was there were very few women, very few. It was a male dominated profession. It was the good old boy syndrome, and having to prove myself, you know, that I was able to be in this profession, doing it correctly, you know, doing it with ethics, understanding our business, and then having those good relationships with our suppliers. So it was very interesting that I had to prove myself. And I would have to say, having that technical background and going into procurement in the chemical industry was a very added plus. But I also, along the way, was able to find some very supportive females, not necessarily in the procurement profession, but in the chemical profession, that allowed me to be successful in my role.
Interesting. So that comes to that leads us to a second question, and it's, how did you navigate the lack of female role models and mentors in your career, and what resources did you turn to for support and guidance?
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic question. And as I, you know, mentioned from the last question, I sought out women that were very successful in their career. And it may not have necessarily been in the procurement profession, but in the chemical profession, whether it be engineering, because as you know, engineering was dominated by men. There were very few women in the engineering role. You know, as a matter of fact, as I was going through school, there was like two or three of us in our engineering class. And so I sought out those women so that I could, you know, build that relationship, but let them help me navigate through this a wonderful and challenging world of a profession where there was so little, you know, women in that profession. And so I sought them out, and we had, you know, weekly meetings, sometimes monthly meetings, but it allowed me to hone in on what I needed to do. The other thing that I did is I sought out organizations. For example, the Institute of Supply Management is a good organization for women that are in the procurement profession to be a part of, and started to seek out women that were not in my company, but were in other chemical companies so that we could build that relationship and support one another in going through that. But the other thing that I also did was sought out classes to hone in on my skill and my craft so that, you know, when I came into this profession, I was good at it and I knew I was good at it and I was able to be successful in building my career and in the stepping stones that needed to occur in my professional life.
You know, that's very interesting. I had the chance to have in my engineering school women that had graduated like 35 years before me, because my school was one of the first to admit women in France in the 60s.
Very interesting.
And so it's definitely changing your views on, oh, so that's what they've done and that's so far they've got, I can do it too. And yeah. I think that one of the things that are very interesting and one of the reasons why we launched this series is to show women that made it, that made to those leadership positions. And we are special, but we're not special. What I mean by that is we have nothing that those younger professionals don't have. We have more experience. We have more years under our belt. But that's pretty much it, right?
For sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, what is very interesting, as I was going through college, our professors always talked about being very well-rounded. Do not stagnant yourself or silo yourself, but take the opportunity to explore. You know, this degree gives you that foundation, but it doesn't stop you from looking at other avenues where you know that you could be extremely successful.
Yeah, that's very true. So now we're going to turn to other younger professionals that are listening to us. What advice would you give them that are just starting out in procurement, and how can they best prepare for the challenges that they may face?
Yes, the one thing that I will say is to the younger women that are going into the procurement profession, don't get frustrated. Don't give up. You will face challenges, but hone in on your skill. And be self-confident, knowing that this is the profession that you want to take forward. The one thing that I will tell you that was very helpful, and I mentioned it, is identifying mentors that could help me along the way in regards to being able to be very transparent in talking with them in regards to different situations and experiences that I was a part of and how to navigate through that. But always understand and know the direction that you want to go. Yes, we all face challenges, but it's how you deal with those challenges that will make you successful. So I would say be self-confident in yourself Identify those mentors that will walk with you along the way and be very transparent with you. But also identify, groups or organizations that you could be a part of that will be able to expand your knowledge, your breadth, and your depth of the profession and in procurement.
No, that's very true. And I would add that is, they say that Rome wasn't made in one day. You won't succeed just overnight. It's a long
Absolutely.
journey, but you'll see that when you get to some achievement, it's really sweet, right?
Yes, absolutely. I would wholeheartedly agree with you on that. And the accomplishments always put a smile on your face and makes you proud to know that you can make a difference out there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Camilla.
Thank you.
So as we wrap up this incredible episode, I'd like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Camilla for sharing her invaluable insights, experiences, and advice with us today. Your wisdom and guidance will undoubtedly inspire and empower women in procurement to break through barriers and achieve great heights. To our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey, and we hope you've gained practical knowledge and inspiration from Camilla's stories. So did today's episode light the fire under you? Great. So keep mastering barrier like the Hulk and caffeine until we meet again. Bye. Au revoir.